The burden of proof, a crucial component in medical legal decision making. As a medical legal physician, I've had the privilege of working on a large number of cases where the burden of proof has played a pivotal role in determining outcomes. In this blog post, I'll delve into the concept of burden of proof and its significance in various dispute resolution processes. In essence, the burden of proof refers to the level of evidence required to support a claim or allegation. It's a fundamental principle that guides judicial and administrative tribunals in making informed decisions. The two primary bases for these determinations are admissible evidence and correct application of relevant law. In most cases, parties involved in disputes must introduce sufficient evidence to meet this burden. The quantum of evidence needed varies depending on the type of dispute being resolved. For instance, criminal proceedings demand proof beyond a reasonable doubt that a crime was committed and the defendant is responsible. Civil actions for monetary damages typically require showing each element of the case on a more likely than not basis. In workers' compensation cases, establishing a causal link between employment and a worker's health condition is crucial. In my experience, I've noticed that jurisdictions have varying requirements regarding causation. However, most jurisdictions agree that evidence must prove the existence of this link with a probability greater than 50%. As a medical legal physician, it's essential to express opinions in terms of probability, such as more likely than not. This terminology helps courts make informed decisions. In workers' compensation cases, I've seen firsthand how crucial it is to provide clear and concise opinions regarding the likelihood of a condition arising from employment. It's vital to understand jurisdiction-specific requirements for expressing causation probabilities. As an expert medical legal physician, I emphasize the importance of 1. Understanding jurisdictional nuances. Familiarize yourself with local regulations and terminology used in expressing causation probabilities. 2. Providing clear opinions. Offer concise and unambiguous conclusions regarding the likelihood of a condition being work-related or not. 3. Meeting the burden of proof. Ensure you introduce sufficient evidence to support your claims, taking into account the specific requirements for the case. In medical legal practice, it's essential to comprehend the burden of proof concept and its implications on case outcomes. By doing so, we can provide accurate and reliable opinions that help resolve disputes efficiently. Key takeaways: the burden of proof is a critical component in dispute resolution processes. Admissible evidence is the foundation for meeting this requirement. Quantum of evidence varies depending on the type of dispute. Workers' compensation cases require proving causation with a probability greater than 50%. Jurisdiction-specific requirements must be considered when expressing causation probabilities. As medical legal physicians, it's our responsibility to stay updated on local regulations and best practices. By doing so, we can provide high-quality opinions that support the justice system and help parties involved in disputes find closure.